And now, the shipping forecast. Fans will expect characters to have sex in the following shows: Hell of a Boss, Blitz, Stolas, Rising Slowly, Good.
Hello, lovely listeners.
Avast!
What are you doing?
You're scary dog.
And you're doing the pirate thing because?
Shipping!
Ah, right. I see. I get where you're going. I thought we were doing a strange kind of role play, which, bearing in mind we're talking about shipping, would be quite appropriate, I think.
Oh, right. So I'm not supposed to be doing pirate voice?
Never mind. Right. Okay. So just in case you've been living under a rock and haven't been conversant with internet culture for the last however so many years, shipping is when you want two characters, or possibly more than that if you're into the idea of thruples and so forth. Yeah, exactly.
Shrippery?
So you want fictional characters to be involved with one another. And I do believe the term was coined by X-Files fans, I remember reading. Because you know how in the old days there used to be the, do we want Mulder and Scully to stay friends or do we want them to get together?
Relationship.
Yeah. Well, apparently there was one group of people that were called no-ro, as in no romance between them. They wanted them to remain friends. And then you had the pro-shippers, who then later became shippers, as in they wanted Mulder and Scully to get together.
Well, you see, I'd heard that it was linked to fans of the show Lost, which came after The X-Files.
Nope, it was definitely X-Files. I've done my research.
Oh, have you read that book by Bronwyn Thomas?
No, I had not. So what's that about then?
Well, I remember back in my days as an academic, as a cunning linguist, I went to a conference in Japan and Bronwyn Thomas, then of Bangor University, was giving this amazing paper about the nature of shipping, why people ship and why people have fanfic and things like that. So apparently the average creator of fanfic back then in 2007 was an academic woman in her 30s. Rachel?
I feel seen. Oh, and incidentally, talking of slashfic, that actually predates the internet. So slashfic as a term came about in the 1970s when people used to create zines about Star Trek. So zines is like a little independent magazine. And
it's like, well, it's not like Pinterest. It's like a blog, but on paper.
Yeah, but apparently the most popular ship was between Kirk and Spock. So it became
in Star Trek.
Became called slashfic because it was Kirk slash Spock.
But I'm just thinking of all the his green tumescence.
Oh, no. Well, apparently, it's if you wanted characters to be just friends, it would be Kirk ampersand Spock. So all these things I found out while having a little rummage around on the internet.
Stop, no. I'm sorry, that's the wrong phrase to use.
Okay.
I've been having a rummage around.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Right, okay. Right. Before Ruth...
Sorry, that's a cartoon wank noise.
Yeah, before Ruth disappears down the rabbit hole of cartoon wanking.
Hey!
Okay.
No rampant rabbit holes.
Right. So what is the...
Also, it doesn't help that one of my names for you is Rabbit.
It really does not. And that's because I'm bouncy and have big teeth, not any other reason.
Also, she kind of reminded me of the Nesquik bunny when I first met her.
That's not flattering or sexy.
Or Bunny Bean from The Muppet Show.
Yeah, I concede that one. So what was the first fictional couple you can ever recall shipping?
What, ones that weren't already having a relationship?
Let's say no in this instance, because it often is about people that you want together but won't actually in canon. Those.
Oh, okay. Blanche and Dorothy and the Golden Girls.
No, why?
I think that, well, Blanche was sassy and sexy and
rampantly
Dorothy,
straight.
Yeah, and Dorothy was, well, she had that voice, that presence. But I also shipped original Vinegar Tits and Mrs. Davison in Prisoner. Yeah. Okay, Prisoner Cell Block H.
I can definitely see that.
The Forerunner of Wentworth.
That. Mm.
But that's kind of wrong because, well, Davo was like my mum and Vinegar Tits is kind of like your auntie.
Yeah, let's keep that to ourselves. Yeah. We don't really want to think about that. Well, for me...
Wendy, send a memo.
Well, for me, it was always about Buffy and Faith in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Honestly, that is a show that just left me cold.
Well, you were slightly too old for it, I think.
Rude!
But
people much older than me loved it. I thought it was shite.
Well, maybe you just don't like supernatural shenanigans.
I like supernatural shenanigans, but I expect my vampires to be sexy.
Well, they wear capes.
Well, sexy with capes.
The whole thing.
And they were not sexy.
The whole thing about Buffy and Faith was that
he just looked like he was chewing his tongue.
That they were both vampire slayers. Buffy was a good girl and Faith was a bad girl. And they spent most of their screen time hating each other. Faith herself seemed to have a thing about Buffy from the moment that she clapped eyes on her. She constantly acted like she was flirting with her. At one point she asked if she wanted to go to the prom with her and said that she was keeping her warm for her boyfriend or something. And one time when they switched bodies, one of the first things she does is get in the tub and, well, explore her new body. So, you know, it definitely seemed to me like they even had like a sexy dance together at one point. So to my mind, it did clearly suggest there was something like that going on. So when Willow and Tara became a canon relationship within the show, I was just slightly disappointed because, don't get me wrong.
Why do we call it a canon relationship? Because I'm always thinking... Boom!
That is another shipping related term, and this seems to have come from the Sherlock Holmes fandom.
Fire in the cannons!
I think it might have actually been more to do with BBC Sherlock rather than the Arthur Conan Doyle stories. Basically, if somebody...
Hang on, what do you mean BBC Sherlock? Well, are we talking about Cumberbatch?
Yes. Right, to differentiate it from Granada or the many other versions.
Or the amazing BBC Radio 4 version where you have Andrew Sachs, or before him Michael Williams as Watson, and the amazing Clive Denison as Holmes. But he always sounds like a sheep.
That's
Watson.
Clive Merrison.
Clive Merrison, not yeah. Denison, yeah.
But either way...
Still sounds like a sheep.
I would say Sherlock Holmes if I meant any of the others, while that one is Sherlock. But they came up with the phrase canon to describe something that had happened in the actual either show or in the actual adventures, while fanon is more something that you make up. So, to your mind, what makes a good ship?
Well, a strong mast...
No, what makes you ship characters? Why do you look at a particular pairing and go, I want these two to get together?
There's got to be some pizzazz. And I don't mean the character from Gem. Although, maybe.
I always shipped her with Roxy, personally, if we're going to get on with her.
There's got to be a bit of tension between them.
Yeah.
So they can't just be friends like, oh, hey. Hi. It's got to be like, you killed my father. I will have my revenge. But you're hot. Sort of thing. You know, there's got to be some conflict.
So you're a fan or more of kind of like maybe enemies to lovers or even just rivals to lovers.
Not just enemies to lovers. There can be rivals to lovers. Although I've never really seen any rivals to lovers in shows that I like.
Mm.
It could be, I don't know, mentor and mentee to ship. Like I'm just thinking in Wentworth.
Yeah, this
I'm
brings
thinking
us
of
back
the
to,
freaky tits yeah. ship, which is Joan Ferguson and Vera Bennett.
My favourite ship of all time.
Same.
Because they spent most of the show mutually obsessed with one another. So Joan clearly wanted to take their relationship in that direction. But then when... Yeah, which is practically
That is Australian TV language for I love you.
But Vera found out that Joan wasn't who she thought she was, that she is in fact a violent psychopath. And after that, they remain obsessed with one another, but as enemies.
And also, like, Joan found out that Vera's got the hep.
Yeah, so that put her off pretty quickly as well. Yeah. But they have the most riveting relationship of any that I've seen in any show ever. And you still wanted them to get together despite all of this bad blood between them. And they do have an amazing ending. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I think they ended their story perfectly. Yes, other than them getting together.
They ended it perfectly, but it did make me think of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Again, don't give away too much information. But yeah, I agree. To my mind, if you just have people meeting and going, I fancy you, let's date. It's boring.
Yeah,
there needs to be conflict, there needs to be obstacles.
There needs to be something that gets in the way, like, we can't, we mustn't, we work together.
Yeah, there's got to be some aspect of forbidden love. I mean, I personally prefer my ships to be queer. I mean, I do occasionally ship straight people, but it just isn't the same.
Have you ever shipped anybody in real life?
No, that's weird.
Why not?
Because that's just real people, and I just think that's just a gross intrusion of their privacy.
Well, you've never thought that, they'd be cute together.
I might have occasionally thought that about Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney, but
rather as Benson and Stabler.
No, as them.
Oh, as them, yeah.
I can see that. I don't actually ship Benson and Stabler, but those two I do. And I think this is where we've got to remember that for many, many years, you just did not get canon queer relationships in shows. Fanfic and shipping were as good as it was going to get, which is why you had such a booming industry in scenes and fanfic by and for queer people.
Speaking SVU.
Yeah.
Cabotson.
Yeah.
That's one of my favourite ships. Although there's a rumour that there was an offtake, what do you call it?
Outtake.
Outtake, yes. That'll cut off. That's a trouser. There may have been a special celebratory trouser, but no. There was like this rumour that they'd been messing around and gone in for a kiss in one farewell Cabotson scene.
Well, to be honest, I felt that was implied between the two characters, because it wasn't that whole business of where she had to disappear and they weren't able to see each other again. And they did
faked Alex's death, and Benson is just like absolutely losing her shit over it. Alex.
So for many years, we had to make do with the crumbs we were given. Like, for instance, Xena the Warrior Princess. It was obvious.
Snogging a dead.
Those two were a couple. But because, obviously, it was a huge show at the time and with international audiences, they could never actually bite the bullet and go, yeah, these two are together. So if you were gay, you could say, yeah, they're a couple. While straight people could just say, they're just friends. And both interpretations would be seen as being legit.
Cagney and Lacey. People used to ship them a lot.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Although it's quite funny that when we were in America and that homeless lady, she went, oh, it's Cagney and Lacey.
Which one's which?
Well, obviously, you're blonde and I'm more rotund and, reddish brown haired, so you're Cagney.
I don't see it. But anyhow, so shipping has been a very queer activity, and it really depresses me the way that people still see it as something silly, something frivolous that doesn't matter, because it has been a godsend to so many people. Like, you even got creators and showrunners being so rude about people that wrote fanfic or people that shipped characters.
I loved it when people shipped the Doctor and Yaz in Doctor Who and they actually made it happen.
See, this is what I love, when you get creators going on board with something and saying, yes, let's do this. Like Jodie and
Mandit
were all for it. They were like, yeah, that's a great idea. And it did happen. I mean, okay, they couldn't go as far as we would have liked them to,
yeah,
because
so
family
it's not
show
that it was
and
unrequited,
so
it's just it was basically thought, because the Doctor knew she was going to die, she just was like saying, well, if I was to fix myself with anybody, it would be with you.
Yeah. But that's also, the Doctor's relationships are tragic no matter who they're with, because the Doctor only ever has a limited lifespan, i.e. about 3 seasons per incarnation. So if they get involved with anybody, they know it's inevitably going to be short and that they're going to have to let them down gently. And another relationship that I love was made canon was in the IDW Gem comics, because because there's a particular episode of Gem which people have shipped for years. It's about that time that Kimber and Stormer go off and start their own band. And seriously, if it was made today, it would look like the girls fell in love while they were in a band together. And there's like even a whole number where Pizzazz kind of turns up with the other misfits and says she'll break your heart in two to Stormer.
Oh, that's another one I ship. Have you seen Glow?
No.
So Ruth, who plays Zoya the Destroyer, going with the Miss, oh, what's she called? The all-American blonde lass,
yeah,
that she fights with. Them, I ship them.
Because it's got to have that thing. You've got to have characters having a connection that brings something different out in each other. Like in the case of Kimber and Stormer, it was that they were both the kind of overlooked, underappreciated youngest members of their bands, and that they were the creative talents. They were the ones that wrote the songs, and everybody else took the credit for it.
Guy ship?
Historically speaking, it's probably Holmes and Watson.
Has to be the Granada version, though. Yeah. Jeremy Brett and
Edward Hartwick. They're so cute.
Oh, no, I thought for me it was David Burke.
No, but he never did it for me. He was never Watsonian enough.
Oh, for me he was. I couldn't fancy the two of them, though, because he looked too much like my uncle.
I suppose so.
But as see
anybody who has listened to this podcast for any length of time will know, my favourite male ship now is Stolitz. And that is because it doesn't begin like a normal love story. You don't have the...
Sorry, I fucked your husband.
Yeah, exactly. It starts at the opposite end of most romances. They start off having all this crazy kinky sex.
Okay, is it bad that I kind of ship... what's his face? Aidan flopped up the Lagan on a bubble. Him. Adrian Dunbar's character with Martin Compston's character.
What, in Line of Duty?
In Line of Duty, yeah.
Because I was looking at you for a moment and thinking, I have no idea what you're saying, but I've never seen Line of Duty.
But then I also was a Flemson shipper. Mm. So, you know, with Kelly MacDonald's character and Vicky McClure's character.
But back to Stolitz, right?
Mm.
So the thing I love about Stolitz is it allows them to be messy. It allows them to be complicated because so many queer relationships...
Hastings, that's his name, Ted Hastings. Yeah. Sorry, I had a...
So many queer relationships on fiction, they're just like, oh yeah, we've got to make them be role models, we've got to make them nice, they can't be promiscuous, they can't do anything that might apparently reflect poorly on the gay community, and it's like, fuck off, we don't care. So I love that it starts as an affair and that they do S&M and they don't know how they feel about each other all the time. It's great. And you get some people going, ooh, that's toxic. They can fuck off. We're finally seeing some decent representation. Like, I really loved Eve and Villanelle and Killing Eve until they ruined it. You've got the whole...
got together. They ruined it just by, well, spoiler, they kill off Villanelle.
I know. How dare they do that? That's a massive... dollop of bury your gaze. But the idea that she is a married woman who has this scary obsession with assassins and she falls in love with the hot young assassin on the block. So there's an age gap, there's the whole adultery thing, just the whole being attracted to somebody that you're meant to be hunting down and you're supposed to hate. I love that. And although, she kills her best friend and yet she still loves her.
Although I also loved, I'm sorry, I shipped Carolyn...
Yeah.
With Constantine.
Yes, I did too. They were like a weird version of your parents.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, they just weren't. So, as you can see, we absolutely love shipping and we've done it for ages. But the trouble is, there's been some...
Wait, though, we don't like draw fan art, though.
No.
I'm not going to get a tattoo on...
I used to do fan fiction back in the day. I don't now. But the thing...
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I wrote, it was really, really bad. It was a lot of kind of self-insert type nonsense. And that's apparently been something that's been around since the time that Arthur Conan Doyle was alive. You had a lot of people writing about their romances with Sherlock Holmes, which is like, no, you wouldn't be interested in that. But
yeah, you've watched that Lucy Worsley documentary too, huh?
Well, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, viewers in the UK, you can check that out on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, if you love Sherlock Holmes, then you've got to watch that. But the trouble is, there's been something of a backlash in recent years because you had so many of these nasty fans and nasty creators sneering at queer ships and queer fans. They're now making it so when you have an actual canon queer ship, people just won't accept it. And they're just kicking off and just coming up with any excuse whatsoever to shit upon it. So
Shit upon it.
I get a stammer sometimes when I'm struggling to get my words out. So
it's all right. I forget words. I get the brain farts. You get the stammer. Money.
Like, for instance, Bumblebee in Ruby is a prime example. So it doesn't matter that those of us who were paying attention could see from like season two that these two were starting to, well, volume two rather, this being Ruby, we could see they were starting to like each other. And we know from the actresses involved and also from just things that the showrunners have said that this has always been planned. It doesn't matter, according to some fans. They're either convinced that Blake should be with her abusive ex, Adam, who, may I remind everybody...
Didn't he chop somebody's
arm
off?
Yeah, he chopped Yang's arm off. So he found out that she was in love with Yang and then chopped Yang's arm off.
In the words of Jim Fenner in Bad Girls, you won't be getting that up her for a while, love.
Oh, no. Or they shipped Blake with her friend's son, who she was never interested in, ever. Like, when these two kind of realised their feelings for each other.
Just reminded me.
Yeah.
It was a ship in my head that became true. Or maybe it was always written that way, in which case is it a ship. But Nikki and Helen in Bad Girls.
Oh, that was always a ship.
Well, hang on, the ship is in started by the fans, or was it just all, like, is it classed as a ship?
Yes.
Even if it's supposed to be that way?
Yeah, it is a ship if it is a relationship between two fictional people. So okay, whether it happens in canon or it happens in fanon. I mean, okay, I don't always agree with some of the fanon ones.
Fanon sounds like a shit opera from the 1800s.
What, like?
Fanon de sauce.
I hate that film.
Playing naked harmonica with goats.
Oh, and him sewing that ribbon into his chest. Wow. And so, one of the things I have to say is people get really worked up about ships, particularly the ones that don't materialise. Like, don't get
sorry,
me...
Sorry, I'm just thinking of the Marie Celeste.
Yeah, like, for example, not that I'm a Harry Potter fan anymore because of, well, J.K. Rowling turning into Turfamort, but back in the day, people were really, really nasty when they found out that Harry was meant to be with Ginny, because they've been convinced that the entire story had been setting him up to be with Hermione. And they just turned on the series and turned on J.K. Rowling and went, oh, we hate it. It's awful. It's ruined. We're never going to support it. We're going to boycott everything.
We all knew that Ron and Hermione were going to be endgame.
I know. And the films made it even more obvious. They started making hints about it because I think the book...
It's simple. One's blonde, the other is ginger.
Well, it's not even that. It's
blonde and redheads, we go together like ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Well, not just that. They hinted from like book five onwards, and they hinted from like film three onwards. So it was always there. And this is something I really take issue with, and I'm going to say, if you only like a franchise because you like a ship, which might not even come true, then you are not a real fan. I mean...
What?
What do you mean, what?
No, I disagree. I mean, I was only into Wentworth season two for the freaky tits.
So you're telling me that you just endured the rest of Wentworth, that you didn't like any of the rest of it?
For that season, yeah.
But I am shocked and horrified.
But season three, there were two bloody good ships. There was Freaky Tits, but there was also... Not Frankie Tits.
Frigid,
yes.
So you're telling me that something that I always thought was our mutual favourite show of all time, you only liked it because you liked ships?
Well, it's not that I like ships. What kept me watching in a season that I thought wasn't as good as the first one was the ships.
I feel like I hardly know you.
Yeah, well, you wrote fanfic, so...
It was really bad Star Wars fanfic, as has been revealed.
You don't know the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek.
I know the difference. It's just my brain farted, so it's not just you.
Not just tentacles.
I know. It was really bad Darth Vader romance fanfic, okay?
When we first met, didn't you once ask me to call you Spock?
Oh, don't remind people of that. Don't remind me of that. That is an old shame. Right, okay. But either way, shipping is fun.
You called me Jim.
Shipping is fun.
I'm offended.
What, would you rather be Spock?
No.
You are more like Kirk, though, personality-wise.
Will you be my Green Lady?
Oh, speaking of those two, though, to kind of
Green Lady.
Go to form a circle, because this is how this conversation began. There is a massive, massive fanfic slash fic opportunity, because isn't there that time where...
I'm sorry, you sounded like Dick Dastardly. Grab him, stab him, stab that pigeon.
No, but, you know, isn't there that whole episode where if he doesn't mate, then he will die? And they managed to get him away from his planet, and yet he's absolutely fine when we next see him.
And he's not been with Nurse Chapel.
Exactly. So who is he fucked in the meantime, huh? I mean, isn't there, is it the naked time where you've got him going, my feelings for you make me ashamed, Jim. So I swear they were just putting all of that in there on purpose so you can see why it was the queer ship for a while. But I realise that we've been talking about ships and things for 26 minutes, so maybe we need to pack it in.
Haul anchor, so to speak.
Although you do get some situations which make everybody freak out and abandon a ship. Like, I don't know, people turning out to be related, or the relationship having an unpleasant edge that people didn't know about. Like, for instance, in Has-Been, when they found out about Alistair and Husk. I mean, they knew that he belonged to him, but
slow
they
burns,
didn't. But they didn't.
Madre solo hay dos. I mean, that took 3 seasons to properly...
Look, any decent ship takes a long time, because if they get together straight away, that's not a ship, is it?
Yeah, but, I mean, it did... go the whole journey. So they had like in season one the stoned on mushroom chocolate kiss, followed by I'm so stoned this song is all about me.
Well, we've falls all off, done that
falls off a podium.
Yeah, you've mentioned
breaks,
this in a previous yeah. episode
exactly.
Don't rehash it.
Hey, it's a good memory. I mean...
And you've always got to have, like, about... one extra boyfriend or girlfriend into the mix.
And, of course, there's, you know, psychotherapist and coffee shop slut in Gypsy.
Yeah, there's that. You love Gypsy, don't you? So, as you can see, we do have recurring
Gene
ships
and Sydney.
That we mention quite a lot in these shows. But, as I said before... I think we've been talking about this long enough, but shipping is a fantastic activity. It's a wonderful way to make friends and enjoy fandom.
But there's a dark side of
yeah,
shipping.
Yeah, don't
well.
Get obsessed with it.
So what is the worst things that people have done as a result? Not naming any names.
They dox people, they
bastards.
Bully them. Some people have been hounded to suicide over it. Just all sorts of nasty, messed up things. And it's like...
They've not been hounded to suicide, they've chosen to suicide.
Yeah, but let's not go into that. And so, either way, guys, if it ever gets to a point where you are so fixated with what is, after all, a work of fiction, then just...
Go outside, touch some grass.
Or just...
Smoke some grass.
Yeah, just think. Just think, like, this is not normal, and step back, because this should be fun. Fiction should be fun. Fandom should be fun. It should
it
never,
should never
be,
become an obsession.
It should never be so serious and all-consuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to be honest, nothing should be serious and all-consuming.
Yeah, exactly. You only have one life, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy do things that make you happy.
Everything that... enjoy the multitude of things that it has to offer. Because if you're just watching one programme... making your life about one thing.
Yeah.
You're missing out on so much.
Yeah, precisely. And anyway...
And we say that as people who are nerdy about many, many things.
Yeah, but that's it. It's quality and quantity when we do it.
Yeah, I'll give you a quality over quantity.
And we're now getting to 30 minutes. Right, okay, wind up now.
So, I'll wind you up now.
So until next time, when we're going to be talking about Shy, love you guys and speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. And you can also follow us on social media. We are at TentaclesNot on Twitter. And on Facebook, our page is called Not Just Tentacles. Speak to you soon. Bye.